Welcome to the May 3rd meeting of the House Committee on Economic Development and Trade. We have two matters before us today, and the first is a work session. So I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 677A and invite Mr. Crawford to remind us of the posture of the bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 677A establishes a cider business as a permitted use on land zoned for exclusive farm use or mixed farm and forest use, provided a cider business meets specified criteria related to cider production and source of apples or pears. Lists authorized cider business activities, restricts gross income of cider businesses from the sale of incidental items or services to no more than 25% of gross income from on-site sale of cider produced by the cider business, and allows a cider business to hold agritourism and other commercial events for up to 18 days per calendar year. The measure currently has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
So when we were introduced to this bill last week, we heard no opposing testimony, and they had organized their due diligence well on the other side. So does anyone have any questions about the bill? If not, I will ask the vice chair for a motion. We now have the paperwork so that we are prepared to move it. And we have Rep. Post here as a co-chief sponsor, so I'm sure that if we have any questions, we can refer them to. No, I think your team did a great job of answering the questions. Any discussion on that? All right, Representative Marsh.
Chair Leininger, I move Senate Bill 677A to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Marsh moves Senate Bill 677A to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion passes. And Representative Post, as co-chief, could you please carry that for us? Excellent. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 677A, and we will invite forward, we'll open a public hearing and possible work session on Senate Bill 12, and invite forward our colleague Siona Felimoahala, who has been doing some good work for the House over this last session and is going to be serving as our committee administrator on this bill. Mr. Felimoahala, welcome.
Thank you.
So if you could orient us to Senate Bill 12 when you're ready, take your time. That'd be great. And then we will plan to invite forward Ramona Rademacher of Business Oregon to provide additional context and answer any questions.
All right. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 12 would authorize Oregon Business Development Department to require fingerprints for the purpose of requesting state and nationwide criminal history checks for applicants or employees with access to certain types of sensitive information.
Excellent. And it comes to us from the Senate with, do you happen to know what the vote was?
27-3. There were three excused. 27 floor votes were all good.
Thank you so much. All right. Ms. Rademacher, we would welcome you. And if your colleague would like to come forward, too, you're welcome to. Or, okay, thanks. Mr. Beck.
He's just hanging out.
Excellent. Please state your name for the record, and then go ahead and share what you've got.
Good morning, Chair Leininger, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Ramona Rademacher. I'm the Assistant Director for Operations and Finance for Business Oregon. We're here today to testify in support of Senate Bill 12. Business Oregon does not currently possess statutory authority to conduct federal fingerprint-based criminal background checks on job applicants, interns, contractors, and such. Our current authority is granted through Executive Order 1103 and is limited to Oregon's law enforcement data system. And it limits the information we receive to crimes committed and or prosecuted only in Oregon. According to the State Police Identification Unit, the FBI will not enter into agreements to perform national criminal background checks with any state agency unless that agency has specific statutory authority permitting or requiring criminal background checks actually written into the statutes governing their agency. Senate Bill 12 would give Business Oregon the same level of legal authority that other state agencies already possess and would help reduce potential risk to our agency. This bill allows us to submit through Oregon State Police the names of individuals who have not lived in Oregon for the last 5 years so that they can search a national database and find out if the person has a history of felony convictions that would preclude their employment. The background checks would be limited to those individuals who have direct or electronic access to financial or tax information, confidential information such as credit cards and social security numbers, cash, property, or other negotiable instruments, the agency's human resources, and or our information technology systems. This is important for our agency because we do hire a lot of financial professionals, and we do national recruitments for these positions. And so having to be in a position to hire them without knowing if there's a criminal background checks does put the if there's criminal background history, puts the agency at risk. So we're asking for support of this bill to improve workplace safety, reduce losses due to financial crimes, vehicle accidents, and reduce our legal and administrative costs by improving hiring decisions. We urge you to support Senate Bill 12 because it reduces agency liability and protects the public's interest.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Committee members, do we have any questions regarding this bill? Representative Reschke noted that it had strong support and actually no opposition over in the Senate, and seems to cover an important step that will enable Business Oregon to be confident that its hires and the people it does business with have appropriate backgrounds for that work. Any questions? Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for coming. Just a quick question about, does this basically put Business Oregon on the same playing field as like ODOT or DHS as far as hiring and doing criminal background checks?
Chair Leininger, Representative Reschke, yes, it does. We actually mirrored the language that the Department of Consumer and Business Services used because they're another financial type agency, and so we use theirs. But there you would find very similar language in education, human services, ODOT, all of those.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and open a work session on the bill and invite my good vice chair to make a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 12 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves Senate Bill 12 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Representative Reschke, would you be interested in carrying that bill?
Sure.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 12, and then I would like to seek a rule suspension so that colleagues who may not have been here at the dais when we worked Senate Bill 677A, the CIDR bill, have a chance to vote on that. Do you feel like you are in a position to make that motion?
I am.
Okay. And am I right that it's Representative Gomberg?
No, I was here.
You were here. It was
Representative Brocksmith was
Brocksmith. Oh, so in fact, Representative Marsh, you might want to do the rule suspension motion so that one of our members has an opportunity, so that Representative Brocksmith has an opportunity to vote on Senate Bill 677A.
Madam Chair.
Okay, so I'm going to do I have to gavel? No. All right, so go ahead.
Madam Chair, I move that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Brocksmith to vote on Senate Bill 677A.
Vice Chair Marsh moves we suspend the rules so that we can allow Representative Brocksmith to vote on Senate Bill 677A. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. Representative Brocksmith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Representative Brocksmith votes aye. Okay. So I want to thank Mr. Fili Mohala for your good work. Thank you so much, and it's been good working with you on, he's been putting together the work group we've been trying to schedule and follow up on the urban renewal issues.
Right.
And he's been doing a lot of convening and administration for us on that. So thank you. We look forward to working with you more. And I don't know if you're going to change places again, but I can kind of carry through the rest of the meeting if you're comfortable with this part. Okay, so I believe that we have no other business for the committee today, and based on the flow of bills coming from the Senate, looks like we won't need to have a meeting next week. We've got a couple of bills that we're aware of that are pretty interesting that are coming that may have an interesting amendment opportunity. One, another alcohol bill that I think would be something that is being done with agreement of the original proponents. So that'll be an interesting project. But for now, not only do we meet at 8:30 when we meet, but in addition, we're not meeting next week. And with that, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Hot breakfast.
Hot breakfast.